too soon. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. It is never too soon to start thinking about elections.
Particularly if you want to win. There's always a lot of hand-wringing about the so-called permanent campaign, when someone's always running for something.
Mm-hmm. And this is a reality that's probably been pushed to the extreme by term limits. The political class is always charting out long-term career plans and policy strategies. It is, though, how any ambitious endeavor gets done.
So even though the focus is usually on the next round of elections, in this case, 2016,
there are, in fact, people already thinking about 2018.
And that is because every election is both a referendum on the status quo
and a setup for the following election cycle.
And sometimes further out than that.
Yeah.
Attorney General Bill Schuette was Mitt Romney's 2012 Michigan campaign chair. Why? Not only did he serve the Republican cause, it also allowed him to build and maintain a Schuette campaign machine.
Because if Bill Schuette's interest in running for governor in 2018 is a secret, it is basically the worst kept secret in Michigan politics.
Yeah. So look for him to do something similar in this cycle.
A little speculative hint.
Bill Schuette does have a long political history with the Bush family.
Yes. So any organizational efforts on behalf of Jeb Bush or any other candidate could pay off in 2018 with volunteer networks, email lists, small and large donor contacts.
A lot of people think that was part of millionaire businessman Paul Mitchell's design when he spearheaded the campaign to vanquish Proposal 1, the ballot question on road funding last month. And a lot of people will be watching to see if Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly and Congresswoman Candace Miller makes similar moves to help cinch the gubernatorial nod.
And it was really Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan who kicked off this surge in the 2018 speculation when he announced a few weeks ago at the Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference.
I got to tell you, I'm just tired of listening to it. I will not be a candidate for governor in 2018. And I've said it. Leave me out of your stories, leave me out of your polls, leave me out of your speculation.
Duggan, widely seen as the presumptive Democratic front runner had he announced for governor.
But let's not forget a lot can change in 3 years.
Sure.
Now, Duggan's announcement was certainly welcome news to other Democrats eyeing the race.
Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle, Congressman Dan Kildee. Also, Detroit Federal Prosecutor Barbara McQuaid's name has been mentioned. But like you said, Zoe, a lot can happen
in the 1,247 days before the next election for governor.
Who's counting? Meantime, like the current Republican presidential field and completely unlike the Hillary's to lose Democratic field, neither major party in Michigan at the moment has a field clearing candidate or even a short list waiting to run for governor. Rick Snyder was a 2010 surprise, and we could see history repeat itself.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.